Jerusalem, Zion, Elia Capitolina, Soliman, Al-Quds, Salah, Burisala, Jerusalem, Jerusalem. The stones of this tiny area atop a hill have been called by a great many names by a great many people. These same stones have been carved and shaped into buildings and streets, walls and gates, weapons and altars, temples, and tombstones. Some were carved into idols, gods of wood and stone which cannot see or hear or eat or smell. Some believe that it was after one of these carved stones that man first gave name to the city atop the hill, a name hidden deep within each stone, spoken in silent whispers in the still of the evening. Salem. Once noted, there's a secret to these stones, and there are moments when they seem to flutter with the full weight of their mass, like shrubs in the wind. Observe them then, listen to them, and you will notice that they too have movement and change. They too grow and wither unseen. There's something still held within that even in petrification will not rest, and it is that which shakes your heart like organ keys when evening blows. The earliest scriptures tell of one who dwelt among these stones in the days of their youth, Melchizedek, king of Salem and priest of God Most High, who descended from amongst the peaceful stones of this most high city to bless Father Abraham, saying, God himself resorted to a compromise, calling it by both names, a name that is derived from and forever associated with peace, Yerushalayim. But the stones of this much-loved city had not been allowed to live according to their peaceful calling. Whether in the name of justice or vengeance, they have been used as tools of death rather than peace. Any Israelite or alien living in Israel who gives any of his children to Molech must be put to death, The people of the community are to stone him. A man or woman who is a medium or spiritualist among you must be put to death. You are to stone her. She shall be brought to the door of her father's house, and there the men of her town shall stone her to death. If a bull gores a man or a woman to death, it must be stoned to death. If anyone has a stone in his hand that could kill, and strikes someone to then dies, he is a murderer, and a murderer shall be put to death. And by order of God, they stoned him to death in the courtyard of the Lord's temple. They saw them too. They were put to death by the sword. They were stoned. As Jesus of Nazareth approached the city, he said of it, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those who were sent to you. How I have longed to gather your children together, as a hen gathers her chicks, but you were not willing. As the people met him with shouts of blessing and peace, others urged him to silence, to which he replied, I tell you that if these people can hold their peace, the stones will cry out. Gentile, Christian, Muslim, and Jew, all have spilled blood upon the stones of the city of peace in quest to possess them. Prophets, sinners, soldiers, and kings, all have died upon these stones amidst shouts and cries. Yet the stones remain silent, for who can hear them?
Thank you.
yet there is still something held within, and even petrification cannot rest, that continues to call when the day's last golden rays strike them. As they did before Abram's time. May there be peace within your walls and security within your citadels. For the sake of my brothers and friends, I will say peace within you. For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your prosperity. If I forget you, O Jerusalem, may my right hand forget your cunning. May my tongue cling to the roof of my mouth if I do not remember you, if I do not consider Jerusalem. For the sake of my brothers and friends, I will say, peace be within you. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May those who love you be secure. May there be peace within your walls and security within your citadels. Shalom, Yerushalayim.